Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. It's your host Chris here with Ro and Brandon, and we are here to review the movie Prey. Toby, why is his name Toby, must survive an island retreat while a sinister force hunts him, leaving bodies in his wake. This is a Blumhouse film, I believe. What do you guys think of this film?
Entertaining.
This movie was strange.
Yes, that's it.
I mean, so here's the thing that, and this is the thing that I guess it was entertaining, but also I gotta say, there's a moment in the very beginning of the film. So Toby's father is killed. It's not a spoiler. This happens at the beginning. I guess it's a carjacking. And he's going through, I guess you realize he's going through this trauma of dealing with the fact that he could have, you know, also been killed if he had gone out and helped his dad with his car. There's been two dead bodies instead of one. In order to help him with, I guess, get over this trauma, they decide to traumatize him even more by leaving him on a, this is where I kind of like, I kind not checked out, but it was like one of those things like, do they really do this shit? Like.
Yes, they do. They came, it's like out, those sleepaway camps and,
well,
you
no,
know.
No. Sleepaway camps is one thing, but when you go, we have hundreds of uninhabited islands, at least we think they're uninhabited islands. We're going to drop you off on the island, and you're going to learn how to survive. After teaching you teamwork, because apparently we're doing teamwork at first, we're going to teach you guys how to survive on your own. We're not even teaching how to survive on your own. We're just going to drop you off on the beach of this deserted island. You got to survive for 3 days on your own. I'm like, that's more traumatizing than anything else. Like, how was that therapy?
That type of isolation is not.
That's not good.
Like, you're supposed to take the skills you've learned and sit and contemplate the beauty of the island you're on. And
on a deserted island with no
food. Did he learn them in a session in a class? Or, like
okay, that leaving them on the island was supposedly the end of this whole little experience that he had been in with this crew of people.
15 minutes in, he cuts his feet. He almost throws his knife away. He starts eating like mussels or clams or whatever. Gets sick. Gets violently sick. Like,
you knew,
like,
as soon as you saw it was Logan Miller.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay.
There was a couple of things that took me out of this film. The first one was the casting of Logan Miller. Like, he still looks like the same little prick douchebag from Love, Simon. So I already didn't like his character. Even when I was supposed to be feeling some type of empathy for him, I had absolutely none, because that haircut just does not work to make him look like a likable person. But the other thing that took me out of it was he keeps having these like PTSD moments of his father being stabbed.
You don't leave that kid on the island by himself.
But you weren't even outside to see the stabbing. So how are you having flashbacks of the stabbing? That you didn't see. Like, you were being a prick on the couch. You didn't even want to go outside and work with your pops.
Well, I took that as not really him imagining what the stabbing was. That didn't bother me that much. I took that as him seeing his father, hearing the stabs happen, going out and seeing his father dead, and just the PTSD or the trauma that comes from that. I didn't take that as him actually reliving, actually seeing his father dead. Like, I actually thought those moments are actually done really well in this film, because they come out of nowhere. So you just see him, and all of a sudden he'd see his dad. He'd be like, okay. And then somebody with a monkey mask come out and start stabbing somebody. I'm like, that was kind of it's kind of intense. So I actually found those moments. Yeah, I actually kind of found those moments okay. But I just couldn't get over the idea of this kid clearly, because he, again, so going back to the PTSD things, like, he's clearly having trauma still. You don't leave that kid on an island by himself. You do not do that.
I thought this movie was going somewhere else, honestly. I was like, okay, so this kid basically blew off his dad, and something horrible happens to his dad right after, and then he discovers said horrible thing. He has survivor's guilt, and he's traumatized by the scene that he actually witnessed when he found his dead dad. Maybe it's because I'm from the country, and I lived in a neighborhood where, you know, people thought of weird ways to try to get their kids to reconnect with life. I was unsurprised that his mother sat in that session while that therapist said, "We would like to strip you of all the things that you have right now that are barely helping you cope, and to throw you into a group with a bunch of other kids, and then to have those kids abandon you on an island for 3 days where you're expected to survive on your own, and then we'll come back and get you, and you're supposed to have somehow become rerooted in reality in the world around you, because you're going to be in nature and you're going to have to survive and you're going to have to think about who it is and what." No, I was not confused by that at all. I know plenty of people whose parents, they get in trouble. They don't go to military camp. They send them somewhere where their kids get stranded in the desert for the summer, and they're surprised and they come back gaunt and with like diphtheria and
shit. But I get camps. What I'm saying, these weren't camps.
I mean, I know somebody whose parents sent them to one of them programs where it was kind of like a wander in the desert thing, where they were given like a little pack and a thing, and they were supposed to be out there and on their damn own. And then someone would come back to get them and guide them out. And it was supposed to help reroot them in the real world and show them what real struggle looked like.
That's just child abandonment.
Unsurprised.
This is some white shit.
But it was not something that did not take me out of it, because it sounded just dumb enough that somebody's mother thought this was a good idea to help her son who she can't help. Yes, I was like, I will go with it. And it just
the pretty blonde white girl showing up clean as a whistle also took me out of the film.
That's when you know you're going to die, or you might die, or there's a chance you might die.
That is the cleanest island girl I've ever seen. Like that. She literally is on an island, and all she can do is tan all day, and she lives indoors on an island.
Why are we talking to the pasty girl?
Well, the first clue that should have told you that you don't trust this white girl is not just that she's clean, but we also know that white people don't wash her legs, and she's literally in the river washing herself. So, like, we already know we already know that something's not right, because she's actually washing her legs, and we know white people don't do that shit. So
I just felt like this movie kind of got fun to me, because at like this girl Madeline is telling me, like, don't go here, if you go here you could die, stay here. Every single time she tried to figure out some way to keep Toby's dumb ass alive, Toby gonna go act like, well, I'm gonna just go see. Go through this door. If you do, you gonna die. Well, I'm gonna go see.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't let Toby die.
Oh, no, I would let Toby die, too. But I'll give this film this. I don't really care about Toby either. But I will say that the one thing that this film did, normally when with a horror film like this and with a character that's as dumb as Toby, I'm like, oh, fuck them. And I was, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the idea of what happened with his dad and the fact that because he didn't go out there with his dad, he's feeling some kind of guilt behind it, that was at least an explanation for why he felt like he could not leave Maddie behind. It's a dumb explanation, because there's a black character shows up at one point and basically goes, "Nigga, haven't you ever seen Deliverance?" Like that guy was just like, "Yo, this is a bad idea." Doing the typical black person in a horror film going like, "Nah, nigga, don't do that shit." But I at least appreciate that there was, whether it was a bad reason or not, that I at least understood the motivation behind it. I didn't agree with it. It wouldn't have been my ass. But I understand why he felt the need that he had to go constantly do these things, because that was, again, part of the program, right? Of him kind of understanding and getting that that growth of and over what he, his failure with his father. Still wouldn't have been my ass.
If this is not the time for character growth in the sense of I can't leave you. No. I wouldn't have been leaving the beach. She could have brought me food, showed me where water was, but she'd have had to give me a damn good explanation why I didn't need to be sitting exactly where I was supposed to be sitting in 3 days to get picked up.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, there's also a classic case of your dick is not your friend. I mean, obviously that goes without,
he just does a lot of unnecessary things. That there's an element or an entity here that we're supposed to be fearful of, and, you know, trying to figure out exactly what it is, even though it's super obvious what's going on. Like, trying to figure out what that shit is what kind of carries the film along beyond his stupidity. But he almost kills himself so many times in the film. It started to turn into a, is Toby even gonna make it to the point where he has to try to outlive this demon thing? Because
I thought he was gonna he's trying gonna to kill himself, off.
Man.
I kind of feel like the
I
demon
he's
showed
gonna
up.
Have yeah. blood poisoning.
Oh, well, he kind of almost did at the first. Like, I like the idea of, you know, the demon was gonna kill him, and it kind of was like, no, this motherfucker's weak. He's gonna kill himself. So I'm gonna let Nietzsche lay on this one,
just
yo.
Completely, like, I'm just gonna watch this white boy because this is more entertaining. This is the most entertainment I've had on this island in a while. Because I'm legit here chilling by myself most of the time.
Yeah.
I was like, if Toby makes it, it'll be because they decide he's not worth the effort to kill. And quite frankly, it's not far off.
Yeah,
I've never seen a more lucky person. I mean, it was interesting. It had some slow parts, but like you fully invested in Toby's stupidity because you just started yelling at him.
Well, also to me, the thing that got me with this film, I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the way they shot. It can get very intense. Whether characters are always in these kind of films are always kind of stupid and they have to be a little bit. But I did enjoy how they shot the certain scenes, and it's very. It really does pull you in from the sounds. They're not really jump scares, but like they're kind of earned. There's moments where you're like you know something's coming, and they wait for the right moment for it to happen, and it might not be the exact way you thought. So I thought they did those moments really, really well for a film like this to make it so that it's not some of the greatest characters. You're kind of checking out on the characters, but the atmosphere of the film, I think, was done really well. And I think that brings you in. I mean, I think this is a video on demand kind of film anyway. And I think for that, it kind of works for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good VOD one. If they were trying to do more with this, they would end up with a throwaway film. But for what they were aiming for, I thought it did well. Had some nice jolts. It just reinforces my understanding that I'm not trying to go to no damn remote jungle island.
Because you're black and you don't do that. Like, I wanted the story of the black kid. What was his fucking name? Cameron, I think, or whatever. I'm going to say it was Cameron. I wanted his story because he was just like, there's a moment here where I'm just like, he wouldn't have still been there. He would have been gone.
I'm not going to lie, but I saw that boy and I was like, see, you are in a diversion program. You are trying to keep from having a criminal record.
Yeah.
There's no way this was
strike two and three quarters.
You are too close to being able to be tried as an adult. This is your last diversion program possible. Because otherwise, the whole little ship when they were on the boat, a man overboard, and
he almost died before he got to the island. Toby is so bad. He almost died before he got to the island. He ended up getting knocked. He was already sick, and then he got knocked overboard. And I was like, and at that point, again, he's already fallen off the boat. You do not put this motherfucker on an island by himself. I just, no.
No.
They dropped him and was like, you'll be okay. I'm like, will he? Like, even without the scary demon on the island that's trying to kill everybody, like, will he be okay? I don't know if he'll be okay.
The girl who played Madeline was better than this movie deserved. Because she
she was in an Apostle. I don't know if you've seen that on Netflix. I really did like Apostle. She's really good in that. This goes with what Brandon kind of said before. The film is so predictable. Like, you, as soon as things happen, you know what the deal is. And I think that's kind of what ruins the movie for me, is I already knew the ending. You know?
Yeah.
And honestly, I also didn't like the ending. Even with knowing the ending, the actual ending of it, I was also thought that, oh, that's kind of cheap as well. And I think that's where I sit with this film. Like, I like the atmosphere. I know we're going in on Toby. What's the guy's name? The actor's name? Logan Miller. I think he works for this film. I think you need that. You need his face. Toby character.
I don't say that badly. I thought it was a perfect use of Logan Miller. I mean, I don't this is who he is now, as an actor, to a certain extent. So he did a great job. He carried the role he was supposed to.
Yeah.
He helped to get over the hump of certain, you know, where it started to drag in certain places or where it got just a little too ridiculous around him. But yeah, I mean, he helped some of the predictable elements work in the sense that, you know, this kid has no business being on an island, but watching Toby's dumbass put his foot in some water and I was like, see, you're gonna die.
Yeah. I mean,
this is who you are, Toby.
Yeah, and so the movie's under 90 minutes, and so, and I feel every time you get a film like that, I feel like they, and they're trying to tell a little bit of a larger background on how we got here and try to hide some things, they just never can, and so it's just, there's not enough room in here to mask what's really happening, so you know almost immediately what the real story is and what's really going to happen. And so it takes away some of the element. It the atmospheric stuff, the visceral stuff that you see actually happening on screen still gets you. But in the back of your mind, you know what the story is. And I think that's what hurts the film for me.
I found it. I kind of found the predictability of it all actually adding to it being more entertaining for me to watch, because it doesn't slack in production quality in the points where it tries to scare the audience or provide any type of suspense or thriller element. Like, those were the points where I was kind of surprised and taken aback by the production, because I thought all of the scenes, any scene shot during the day, to me, is just kind of like dull and worthless footage. It's just, it feels very TV-ish or very B-movie-ish. But then when it gets to nighttime and he starts trying to play with this entity and this thing that he's running from and this thing about the island that you're supposed to be scared of, that's when the film production quality jumped up. That's when I was like, okay, I could see how audiences would be entertained by this as a horror film or a scary film. This is where it works for me. This is what is keeping me watching it. And I will admit, I definitely took a break watching this, and by break I mean I fell asleep and passed out and woke up the next day and continued from that point to finish the film. So I watched it in segments.
Damn, Brandon, damn.
I mean, I'm just being honest here, because you sent me a screening link and I started watching it at like 12:30 at night, and it should have worked in favor of the film. But those damn daytime moments, and then when it turned into a very Avatar, not the good Avatar, the bad Avatar, James Cameron Avatar-ish montage of Toby learning how to survive on the island and him adapting those abilities and skills and being able to fish for himself.
Yo, literally. That like, I call it the Rambo Last Blood moment or something like that. We just get this. Like, I'm like, yo, when did he, like, at one point he catches a fish. I'm like, when did he learn to do all that shit? Like, he's been,
it's like, how did he act
in 3 days?
It was three days. Like,
how do we? He learned how to do that in about 5 hours, bro. He learned how to fish and build a hut and canoe and roast and start a fire with a magnifying glass. Like, he learned a lot.
He had traps. He had Rambo traps. I was like, wait, how do we get
okay,
in?
Okay, let's be real. You know that he wasn't fully incompetent when he got there. Just
Do we know that?
Just mostly incompetent.
We saw how competent he was when he threw away his lighter, his tools for starting a fire.
Yeah,
when he left all his food and was surprised when the monkey came and stole it.
No,
come on,
he
now.
Literally threw the piece into the water and then went to go find it and couldn't find it because it washed away.
Yeah, his dumbass messed up and then threw. I didn't know if it was a lighter or if his knife or
it
something.
It was a spark tool. It was a tool he was using to create a spark so that he could start a fire. But he was completely using it wrong, which leads me to believe he never took a session training on how to start a fire.
He's not. Don't try to tell me he was not dumb and he was not incompetent. He was absolutely dumb. He was absolutely incompetent. And the people that put him on an island are negligent, to say the least, because you do not put this kid on an island by himself doing things. He fell off the boat. I'm sorry. I took him on motorcycle class, and they had this rule where if you drop your bike 3 times, you're out of the class. All right. When you fall off the boat, you're out. You're off. You're done.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how she let him get off the boat to go to the island after he almost killed himself. in a just over water.
Right, right.
Just water.
Right.
You got I didn't actually mean that he had like Boy Scout skills or something. I was being sarcastic.
I know.
I apologize if it sounded too serious. Yeah, no, well, I don't mean, know. I told you, I don't know how he didn't die from blood poisoning the first day. But when he went into the woods without actually making sure that he knew how to get back where he had to come from, and then he was surprised when he got back and a monkey ate all his food, I was like, if this boy is alive when they come back to get him, it's because somebody leaves him food. And then 2 seconds later, I was like, well, there you go.
Yeah, I just, nah. Nah, he's so ridiculous.
Just understand that even on remote, you know, islands, apparently white boys' way of introducing themselves to girls is to stalk them first. So let's just remember that.
That's another thing, too. I was like, I'm like, bro, first of all, like, she clearly left you food, so... You're not stalking her. You're not, like, what are you doing? And also, yeah. When she runs at you with a knife and she's then going to kill, and you see her, that's when you go back to your, you go back. Because I'm telling you right now, your dick is not your friend. She just killed a pig with a knife. Maybe go back to the beach. It's fine. Go back to the beach. It's okay. You don't.
I tell you this, I've never seen a guy clearly sacrificing his livelihood for the pussy in a horror film to this degree. Only to be about to get in the pussy and decide, you know what? Nope. I was like, really? Like, at this point, you might as well just commit, bruh. Like, listen, you either gonna die a virgin or you gonna die a man. But you gonna die. So, you know, make your choice, sir.
I just kind of want to make you say you gonna die my ringtone right now.
Like... It just was, it was such a funny decision. He was like, titties? Nope. They're evil titties. And he like immediately snaps back into survival mode. I was like, this never happens in a horror film.
It doesn't. He'd have died mid-coitus if it was real. But I didn't hate the... It was amusing to me from beginning to end. I thought it had interesting jolts. I agree that it had tension and atmospheric stuff. But I was just like, y'all are so much better than this. What is going on? And yeah, so... I mean, you'll figure out what's going on relatively quickly. And then it just becomes a matter of how right you are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Were you really right by the end? Were you really, really right?
You're talking about what?
When you figured out what was going on, how right were you by the end?
Oh, I knew everything. I mean, they don't do a good enough job hiding it. And even the very, very end, I was like, God damn, I don't. Because I still could have gone with it, right? And then the very, very end, I was like, I hate when films do that. Because I'm like, you could have at least brought it full circle for Toby a little bit. And not necessarily make it a. Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it, but I think they could have gone a little bit more full circle with it. Instead, you get almost. I feel like it's almost like a cop out a little bit, where it's like this ha ha ha, and I'm like, not really. That wasn't really. I don't know. That ending kind of ruined a little bit more of the enjoyment for me. More so than the predictability, because like going into this, I'm like, I can figure that out. But I've also watched a lot of these films, so I can kind of let my predicting it doesn't mean others would. Although I think it is pretty transparent. It's the same thing that happened with Raising Dion, when I'm just like, yeah, I already know what this is. So I think with Raising Dion, it kind of ruined that for, it kind of ruins it a little bit for you. Here, I don't think it ruins it too much for you, but the very, very end kind of is
a little bit of a letdown.
It is a letdown. What would you guys give this film?
I don't even know.
I was just like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I think about a 6.5.
Yeah, I give it a 6.5. Yeah. Yeah. Ro, you said 6 or 6.5?
6.5.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's just so much stuff on Team Yeah that just reminds me why I end up just rewatching The Wire. I mean, shit.
Yeah. Like I said, I think this film is fine, especially for a video on demand. I think they could have done a little bit more. Go back to what you were saying, Brandon, the way the shot stuff is shot at night and the way they use shadows and lighting and kind of play with that to get some of the intensity and some of the scares out of you, I think are done really, really well. I think coupling those with like the flashbacks to his dad and things like that, I think work really, really well to kind of like keep your heartbeat up. But then again, then the sun comes up and you're just like, eh, can we go back to nighttime when it was actually terrifying?
Instead of him chasing around after some punan,
That he never really gets. So it's like, yeah, dude.
That's his own damn fault.
Yeah. So, anyway. There you guys have it, folks. That is, I believe this is out on video on demand now. You can go see it. Again, I think it's one of those things, it's worth checking out, you know, especially if it's like, you know, cheap out there. And you got nothing else to watch. I think it's worth checking out. Make sure you guys leave us reviews on iTunes, Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. Just search for Movie Trailer Reviews. We are covering more films because we have film festivals we're covering this month. So we have even more reviews coming. So stay tuned for that because we just can't help ourselves. I think next week
I've been reading some of the comments on the reviews. Have you guys read any? They're funny.
What comments? Oh, yeah. I've seen some of them. Not all. I don't get to get through all of them. But thank you guys very much. We really do appreciate it. We're getting close to that 200 number. Yeah, it makes us feel more warm and fuzzy inside. I think next week we got Lucy in the Sky, Gemini Man, and Adam's Family will be some of the reviews we got. So, yep, just stay tuned, and we'll be back next time. So until next time, we're out of here. Peace.